You are listening to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. We will be coming to you each and every day with uncensored, in-depth analysis of everything you need to know to win your fantasy leagues this season. You can follow us on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, or join the Facebook discussion groups, www.facebook.com/groups/Friends of Fantasy Benefits. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes and send us a copy or screenshot of it to friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com or on Twitter at Fantasy Benefits for a chance to get into one of our listener leagues or other prizes. Enjoy the show. Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. I'm Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst for friendsoffantasybenefits.com. Join with me on this Matt's Prospect Minute is Matt Thompson. Matt, how you doing?
Good. I was expecting someone else to be on Matt's Prospect Minute.
Yeah, no. So far, you have not been replaced. You are still our prospect guru at Friends of Fantasy Benefits. And today, I think we're going to talk about another interesting and fun system. With some guys that are going to be interesting for a lot of different reasons. And that's the Chicago Cubs, the world champion Chicago Cubs. And as much as they gave away for Aroldis Chapman, they still have some pretty good guys left in the system. So let's get rolling with them. Who are some guys that are close to the major leagues that might be interesting for fantasy owners in the near future?
Near future, Ian Happ. I love Ian Happ. I want to be very clear about that. A first-round pick in 2015 out of Cincinnati, just like Kevin Youkilis. And he has the approach of Kevin Youkilis at the plate. A lot of the high OBP, the good slugging percentage. He does steal bases, though, and Youkilis didn't do that. But you look at Ian Happ's slash line this year, 279, 365, 445, 15 homers, 16 steals. Between two different levels, that's exciting. I know this is an easy comp because he plays the same position as him, is in the same organization as him. Do you have any idea where you think I'm going with this?
Javi Baez?
No, Ben Zobrist. Yeah, what gave the 365 OBP gave it away is Baez.
Yeah, right?
I like Ian Happ. I think he's got as high as a floor as there is for an offensive player that doesn't really have a true position. But the Cubs moved him back to second base full-time last year, and initially the reports weren't great. I read a few scouting reports about him in the early spring, and they weren't good. It seemed like he was kind of lost, but the instincts took back over as he played. He got promoted, moved up levels, and he's a very nice player that can play second base capably, which adds to his value. Maybe not with the Cubs, it doesn't, but with any other team, it would. And he can also play corner outfield, and he can probably play center in a pinch. But with that organization, again, he won't have to play center. There's a couple guys in front of him that can do that. One of those guys is Albert Almora. He's going to be the starting center fielder this year. At first, anyways, I'm still not sure if he hits enough. I know I can't really argue with the Cubs' track record of really anything player development-wise on the offensive side of things. He had a very fine season in AAA. The one glaring problem with his offensive game is jumps out right at you immediately. He's allergic to walks. In AAA, his slash line in 320 at-bats was 303, 317. So 14 points between your OBP and your average probably isn't strong. But he's a Gold Glove defensive center fielder, and the Cubs won a World Series last year with absolutely nothing from offense in right field last year, and you have to think that's going to be better this year. So they can probably get away with carrying Almora, even if he completely struggles, and I don't think he will. I don't think he's going to be any great shakes or anything. I think what he did last year in his limited sample, minus the power spike, is probably what you're going to get. About 270. He makes a lot of contact, and he's not a burner, but when he gets going in his instincts, he's got really, really good instincts on the bases. He's not going to steal a lot of bases, though. He could probably get 10 to 12. He's not going to be asked to run a lot because that lineup you won't need to. But he's in there for his defense, and the main question is if he's going to hit for enough power or hit at all, which, again, betting on the organization, I think he will.
All right. What about some guys that might not be quite so close but could be interesting fantasy options?
Oh, boy. Eloy. Eloy Jimenez. Yeah, we talked a little bit pre-show. I know this is your boy here. There's a lot to love. I mean, and he's got three-plus tools, right? And they are the three flashiest ones, the power, the arm, and right now the speed is above average. Plus is not the right word. He's got three above-average tools right now. It's the power, the arm, and the speed. The speed won't stay there because he's going to fill out. He's a big dude, massive dude. But the power is real. It's going to get better. I think he's going to hit 40 homers someday in the major leagues. That is a crazy number, but I think he's going to do it. He's a Venezuelan. He's okay in the outfield. Should be league average corner guy. He's very, very similar build to Jorge Soler. So Soler dominated the minor leagues as well, just like Jimenez is doing. He finally lived up to the standards. He had a really slow start to his pro career. He was the number one rated international prospect for a while. Had a really big bonus, almost $3 million. But yeah, the power is for real. He destroyed the minor league pitching in the Midwest League, and he put on a show at the Futures game. Is there anything else you need to know about this guy? He's really good. He's going to be in my top 10 fantasy prospects for this year for sure.
And he should be. I mean, the kid is going to be a stud. He's a little ways away. Probably going to have to wait another 3 years.
Yeah, that's the one knock. The one knock is 2020 is conservative, but I think that's realistic.
Yeah, I mean, he may see some work at the end of 19, but he's far away, so you're going to have to wait. But when he comes, I agree with you. I think this is a 30-plus home run guy at the major league level. And a guy who's going to hit for average. So he's not going to be one of those 30-plus, home runs with a 240, 250 average. He's a guy that is going to take some walks and hit for 290. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, I that's 290. That's aggressive, but it's definitely within reason, yeah.
So, yeah, a guy I really love, Eloy Jimenez, so – I think he's got fantasy superstar written all over him if you can be patient.
And that's the key, yep.
What are some other guys that might be a little bit farther away but have some upside?
I really like Dylan Cease. I've been infatuated with his kind of development for a while. He could actually be a legit number one starting pitcher. He needs the health to stay in his favor as it has been since he recovered from Tommy John in 2014. He was a sixth-round pick in 2014 because of the Tommy John surgery. It was looked at a little differently. It wasn't that long ago, but, I mean, now you got guys that are getting taken in the first, second round despite having Tommy John with arms like this. Even though it was a couple years ago, it's crazy how much that's changed. But 45 innings in the Northwest League, which is essentially low A, 45 innings, 66 strikeouts, and only allowed 27 hits, so that's pretty good. Mid-90s, touches 100 miles an hour, plus curveball, obviously needs to build up innings, needs to stay on the mound, touch up little things, develop with his third pitch, isn't there yet, but it's getting there, the changeup. I like this kid a lot. Just get a couple more healthy years in development, and he should be frontlining a Cubs rotation after Arrieta walks.
Anybody else that's interesting to you? Maybe like a Mark Zagunis, who I just like saying his name.
He's a corner outfielder. Used to play catcher in college. I believe he went to Virginia Tech. You have to look that up. I think so.
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
Did he? Okay, yeah. Cool. Thank you. And doesn't show very much power, but he also doesn't strike out. He is, like I said, healthy walk rate. The power he does show, let me reword that. He doesn't show much home run power. The power he does show is more doubles. He's not a very speedy guy at all, but excellent strike zone judgment. And his ability to just barrel balls. Defensively, I don't think he's going to be anything great, but you don't have to be great nowadays to play defense in the outfield. You just have to be passable, and I think he could do that. I would put a bench. Realistic outcome is probably a bench bat for him, or he gets traded to a team like the A's or the Rays or someone that values OBP like this, and they turn him into a DH. Or let him play out there. But I don't think for a team like the Cubs, he's ever going to be an everyday player.
Okay. What about some, a guy maybe that's farther away with some bigger upside then?
I really like Donnie Deweese. I know he's not getting a lot of love. He is on my radar. Like I said, I follow the draft a lot. He hit a lot of home runs at North Florida. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but he went to the University of North Florida, hit a lot of home runs, got drafted by the Cubs in the second round. He's a little bit older at 23 years old in 2013 draft pick, so it's fine. Really, really healthy offensive slash line, a lot of doubles, 14 triples, 25 doubles, 14 triples, 5 homers, 31 steals, plus runner. Very, very efficient on the bases. Very good defensive outfielder. No throwing arm, so he's not moving to right field, but I think that's okay. I really like him, but again, you look at the Cubs organization, and he's probably a really good player, but probably won't play for them. They seem to be loaded. I mean, Almora is going to be the center fielder for a long time. They have guys like Happ that need a spot to play. Jason Hayward signed for the next 15 years, I think. They got a lot of guys out there that need positions. They're running into a problem, but it's a good one. You look at a very good situation, or a very good example of this is you look at Heimer Candelario, the third baseman. He's 23. He was in Double A, Triple A, got a Major League Cup of Coffee last year. He's a league average hitter, good defender. He's like league average everything. Defender, hitter. Really good switch hitter, really good guy, again, who gets on base. I wonder if the Cubs value OBP. pretty obvious, right? The guy gets on base, he's got power, he can hit 20 home runs, he's an above-average defensive player. But again, he's got nowhere to play. I'm really shocked if he's with the organization at this time next year, because somebody's going to need a third baseman, and the Cubs need pitching, so it's an obvious match right there. But I like this system. It's not as strong as it has been in recent years, but it's really strong at the top. It thins out pretty quickly, but you have guys that are going to be contributors. Like, you look at guys like Trevor Clifton. He's probably a mid-rotation arm. The stuff isn't that great. I say that as someone that can't throw 60 miles an hour, but he throws 92, 95, but the off-speed pitches aren't there yet. He's up at the upper levels of the minors. He's probably a mid-rotation arm. I think one of the off-speed pitches comes around, and that pairs with the sinker and the Cubs defense, and he turns into something good. Oscar De La Cruz is a complete wild card to me, but he's one worth investing in late in leagues. I'd much rather own a guy like De La Cruz over a guy like Clifton, because Clifton's got that mid-rotation ceiling, which you can find on the waiver wire in your fantasy leagues. Unless it's very deep. If it's over 20 or so teams, then you probably can't. But a guy like De La Cruz has a chance to be a number two in your fantasy rotation. With he's a good power pitcher, throws really hard in the mid-90s, can't stay healthy, but that's, it's pitching prospects for you. He's a guy that I'm circling for this year to have a big year. Then you got another arm like Jose Alberdos. He hasn't thrown very much at all in pro ball. I think he's thrown one inning. He threw one game. It was four innings. He dials it up to the upper 90s, has an above-average breaking ball and a changeup, and he's only 18 years old.
And he got hurt too, right? He they shut him down.
They shut him down. He was hurt when they signed him or something. He came back through one game and they shut him back down. Obviously no rush with this kid, but he's got front of the rotation stuff. They drafted Thomas Hatch this year with their top pick, which is in the third round because they lost picks for taking Lackey and Hayward in free agency. So their top pick was Thomas Hatch. He's a sinker baller. He averaged something crazy like a 68% ground ball rate his last year at Oklahoma State, which is absurd. And that with the Cubs infield is potentially a dangerous thing. He's a college arm, so he should move relatively fast. Throws in the low to mid 90s. Like, the movement is ridiculous. He throws pump strikes, decent changeup, above average slider. Rob Zastrzyzny pitched in the bullpen last year. He's probably going to be there this year. Under the radar guy I like is Vladimir Galindo. He's got some power. No really defensive home, but that's okay. The arm lets him play third. He might have to move to first because he's really, really, really bad defensively, but he's high upside. He's worth taking a gamble in deep league. And any high upside bat is worth taking a gamble in this organization. So I would go ahead and do that. If you like pure speed guys, which I think you do, DJ Wilson is a fourth round pick from high school in Ohio, 2015. The hit tool is lacking so far, he's got plus speed. He's a good defensive center fielder. Doesn't walk enough to probably play in this organization, but he can steal 40 bases if he gets enough at-bats. They have a guy like Eddie Martinez. The Cuban hasn't turned out to be what they thought he was going to be, but he's still a guy that can hit 20 homers, steal 10 bags, hit 260, 270. There's value there in mono leagues or anything like that. I really like a guy like Ian Rice. I think with how bad as the catching's been, he's a catching prospect that's going to stick at the position. He's going to hit 260, hit 15 homers, healthy on base percentage. I kind of comped him to a guy like Chris Iannetta. I think he can play that role. That's got value in mono formats, assuming he finds a place to play. Carson Sands is a nice little lefty. Justin Steele, Brian Hudson. I like the left young left-handed pitchers that have some projection. They're all tall. They're all 6'5"-ish. They got some skills there. Charcer Burks, good burner guy in the outfield for you. I know how much you love that. Sleeper in the bullpen this year could be Felix Pena. Just do yourself a favor and check out those minor league strikeout to walk numbers, and you'll be wondering why he hasn't gotten a shot yet. Jake Sinnott, high draft pick, out of Maryland a couple years back, kind of rebounced back this year. Ryan Williams is a good sinker slider guy that can be the back end of the rotation. Chesney Young is a utility guy that just hits. Cubs have some talent here. It's not the top end talent that they're used to having because they're all graduated. What a problem to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're still there. It's not as elite, but it's deep. Dwayne Underwood is a guy that I completely do not know what the hell to do with. The stuff says he should be great. Fastball is 96 miles an hour. Both the curveball and the changeup flash plus, but they're consistent. But they look at the strikeout numbers and they're terrible. He's been hurt.
He's been hurt. I think he's going to end up in the bullpen.
He could be CJ Edwards part two.
Yeah.
Cubs are very good at maximizing roles, finding where guys have success in and plugging them in those roles and altering their development plans. And they do it as good as anyone, as obvious as you can see what they have in their system. So I like this, what they have here. Jose Paulino, another good arm to invest in later. 90 to 96 as a lefty in low A. I mean, come on. They have some pitching prospects you can dream on down in the lower minors, some hitting prospects that everyone knows and loves. So don't feel too bad for the Cubs.
I don't.
I don't either.
All right. Well, that is going to wrap us up. You can reach Matt on Twitter at MDTompFWFB. You can reach me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. Please give the show a review on iTunes or whatever podcast aggregator you use. That really helps us out. And if you do, that will help you get entered into one of our listener leagues or for one of our giveaways that we will be doing later in the off season. The information on that stuff will be announced at a later point. Definitely check out all our podcasts on the feed, and as well as our basketball, football podcasts. Our ranks are on friendsoffantasybenefits.com. We'll be having articles going up throughout the offseason into the season. So definitely check out all of that. For Matt and myself, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season.